Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. The Four Crown Nationals rolled out Eldora at one of USAC's biggest events. The NHRA put down some speed, real big speed, in Reading, Pennsylvania. And NASCAR was put into the national spotlight, and not for the racing on the track. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, September the 25th, 2017. Yes, only 3 months until Christmas. Mark your calendar. From the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining the fastest half hour in racing on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. From the North Myrtle Beach ZRN Studios, producer Jeff Gilder is giving us four tires and fuel for our run to the checkered flag until the top of the hour. Let's jump right into it. The Speedway Report victory lane lap. Tell you who won what. Autumn races, big races, getting bigger, big announcements, lots of checkered flags and championships kind of being sized up and narrowed down as we move through every race past Labor Day. The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Tour was up in New Hampshire at Loudoun for the Magic Mile, and Kyle Busch laid down the smack on everybody with the pole and the win yesterday. The Xfinity cars were out in Kentucky Speedway on Saturday night. Tyler Reddick won his first career series win. Lots of up-and-coming drivers had their turn in the spotlight away from the Cup guys that usually dominate such a race. Meanwhile, the trucks were also on the mile at Loudoun, New Hampshire. Christopher Bell went stage one, stage two, and the checkered flag to win the truck race at Loudoun Saturday afternoon. After the trucks took the checkered flag, the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour took the green flag, and Bobby Santos was the winner of the 100-lap event. That gives him a sweep for Loudoun this year in the Modifieds, with one in July and one in September. The NHRA was at Maple Grove Raceway in Pennsylvania, and the top fuel category was taken by Brittany Force, Funny Car by Ron Capps, Pro Stock by Bo Butner, and Pro Stock Motorcycle by Eddie Krawick. The Lucas Oil Late Models were at Brownstown, Indiana on Friday night, where Jimmy Owens was the preliminary night winner. They were back at Brownstown on Saturday for one of their big events, the Jackson 100, one of the masters of dirt track racing. Scott Blomquist, Bloomer, won the big race on Saturday night. World of Outlaw Late Models were out in the Midwest on... I'm stumbling over my words on this one because it was the ultimate sweep if we ever had one. Friday night at Kansas City, Kansas, Brandon Shepard won the main event. Saturday night in Salina, Oklahoma, Shepard won again. Last night in Wichita, Kansas, yes, Shepard won again. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, three checkered flags, three feature race wins. The World of Outlaw Sprints ran on Friday night at Eldora Speedway as a prelude to USAC's Four Crown Nationals. Tim Schaefer won the sprint car race there, and the tour moved over to the Lernerville Speedway in Sarver, Pennsylvania on Saturday night. David Gravel, Connecticut native like myself, won the A-Main at Lernerville Speedway. ARCA cars got the Kentucky weekend going on Friday night. Austin Terrell took the preliminary main on Friday night there. And like I said, USAC ran the Four Crown Nationals at the Eldora Speedway, one of their biggest races of the year, having all three of their national touring series in the spotlight. The Silver Crown race was won by Tyler Courtney, the sprint car race by C.J. Leary, and the midgets by Spencer Baston. And in Martinsville, Virginia, really not far away from the Lake Norman studios here, the late model stock cars ran their, you would think, I think their Daytona 500, their biggest race of the year, $25,000 to win. Former Truck Series driver Timothy Peters went back to his roots. got in a late model stock car and rolled to the checkered flag at Martinsville, Virginia. Remember, he was a former Red Horse racing driver in the NASCAR Truck Series. That team shut down a while back. Timothy Peters jumped back into the late model, got to his roots, and takes one of the biggest races that the late model stock cars have all year long at Martinsville, Virginia. Now, boy, difficult night tonight to talk about. I'm glad I had an extra 24 hours to think about my words on all this. One of the biggest discussion points over the weekend, since Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on to today, the last 4 days, if you followed social media, the news, what have you, one of the biggest talking points we've seen in this country for a long time comes from the NFL. The protests in the NFL of taking a knee during the national anthem as opposed to standing during the national anthem for the cause of basically social justice and inequalities and racism in the countries. Now, on this channel, it's not a political channel. We don't talk about politics. We're an auto racing talk show. That's what everybody tuned in for. We talk motorsports. However, there was a big NASCAR connection to all this. And as I listened to some other journalists, read what they read, heard what they talked about, we don't go diving into politics there. They don't go diving into politics there. I'm not a political conversationalist on this show because it's a motorsports talk show. That's what you guys tune in for. However, politics, like it was a couple of years ago with the Confederate flag controversy, was dumped into motorsports' lap. Not on purpose. We didn't go looking for it, and particularly NASCAR, we didn't go looking for it. We didn't want it, but it kind of happened. It's a relevant topic to NASCAR today. We'll start with our president. President Trump laid out a tweet in light of the NFL's protests in kneeling for the national anthem. And I'll quote President Trump's tweet. "So proud of NASCAR and its supporters and fans. They won't put up with disrespecting our country or our flag. They said it loud and clear." End quote. Another tweet followed a little bit later in the day from the sport's most popular driver, Dale Earnhardt Jr., tremendous fan following and pretty much face of the sport for over the last decades. His tweet, and I quote, "All Americans are granted rights to peaceful protests. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable." A quote from JFK, John Kennedy, President Kennedy. Now, some more information and quotes came out of NASCAR from the weekend at New Hampshire. Richard Childress, team owner Richard Childress, said something to the effect, I don't have a quote from him, I could look it up, but it's not necessary, something to the effect for if anyone wants to take a knee on his team, they can catch a Greyhound home. In other words, they will not be employed with him any longer up in Loudoun. They could catch a bus because they weren't getting on the plane to fly home. Richard Childress's thoughts on the matter. Richard Petty's thoughts on the matter. If you don't want to stand for the flag, essentially, you can leave the country. That's not a quote from him, but that's the general gist of his message. Now, both these guys, Richard Childress and Richard Petty, were asked their opinions on the topic. It's a hot-button topic. It resonated Friday with President Trump's original tweet about the NFL and the protests against the national anthem that churned a lot of people, people that side with Trump and agree with what he said or disagreed with him violently. And we know there's two different factions in this country right now. That really stirred the pot. There was a lot of reaction to this on Saturday of people supporting President Trump or supporting the NFL players' protests. Now, when the NASCAR Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Tour got to New Hampshire on Sunday for their race, this was a hot topic, with the NFL kicking off in a few hours on Sunday morning, then the race going green later that afternoon. Team owners were asked, because we are NASCAR Monster Energy, a major league sport here in America. They were asked their thoughts. Childress gave his opinion. Richard Petty gave his, along with Dale Jr. tweeted later on that night. President Trump tweeted, Sunday afternoon. This topic, I think go back to just the Richard Childress, Richard Petty quotes for a moment, was picked up by mainstream media. And I'll give you a personal opinion of what I think mainstream media is in the United States right now. It sucks. It's terrible. They're all about being first, being sensationalist, creating a story for their own narrative. Don't worry about the facts. Let's twist this thing to get out the message that we want. There was a lot of headlines outside of motorsports media, outside of auto racing media, on Sunday afternoon, quoting NASCAR owners. Now, true, if you have two owners, Richard Childress, Richard Petty, yes, now you have plural. NASCAR owners state teams will be fired if they do not stand for the flag. NASCAR owners said that. That headline is a little bit deceiving, thinking that NASCAR in itself or possibly the owners got together and put out an announcement of what they will do if anybody decides to kneel for the national anthem and crush their freedom of speech, so to speak. So it was a very much misleading headline by the mainstream media, which is normal in today's day and age. I ask all of you listening and viewing out there, don't just take a headline or a story for the mainstream media for granted. Read it, and then you have to research the story. They no longer do it for you. There's usually a narrative behind it. Now, where am I going with all this? Little Patrick Reynolds opinion and commentary absolutely coming up. Me personally, I am extremely proud of NASCAR, the NHRA, and IMSA, the International Motorsports Association. NHRA was at Reading, Pennsylvania. The two national NASCAR tours along with a regional tour were at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and IMSA was in Laguna Seca, California. Those teams proudly stood for the national anthem, as well as our short track races. If any short track races I follow, which I follow many, there were no protests that I saw to be reported. I follow a lot of short tracks individually, short track series on Twitter, Facebook, social media. That's where I spend a whole lot of my time on social media, is with the motorsports world. There were no protests in these areas, the NHRA, NASCAR, IMSA, or the short tracks. Now, you guys know from tuning in regularly, I have beaten NASCAR up. This is a dead horse in the glue factory. If I were to beat up NASCAR or write another story on how much I dislike playoffs, dislike stages, how bad you're killing the sport, how empty the grandstands are, low the TV ratings, on and on and on and on. Car numbers, sponsors leaving the sport. I am the number one guy criticizing it because I love NASCAR and I don't want bad things to happen to it. I love it, but to see what's happening to it makes me cringe. That being aside, my faith and my pride was restored on Sunday when I saw everybody standing for the national anthem at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Monster Energy Cup cars. That is how it should be. Now, I can't go this far into this without delving into the NFL protests and how that relates to auto racing. Again, we're not a political channel, but with the circumstances this weekend, when it comes right from the President of the United States into NASCAR, it makes it a relevant topic in the coverage of auto racing. I'm like any other American. I don't know of anybody who is in favor, for crying out loud, of racism or social injustice. We are all against this. Anybody I know is against this. We actually, myself, I encourage protesting of social injustice. If there is a problem or something comes up, absolutely speak up, say something, do something to gain attention. Me personally, I do not believe kneeling for the national anthem is the right way to do that. That to me is not a freedom of speech. That is not a peaceful protest. Sorry, Dale Jr., I disagree with you. Kneeling for the national anthem is not a peaceful protest. It disrespects the country, the flag, and all the United States veterans that have given their lives or have been wounded so that we can have these freedoms. Yes, you have the right to peaceful protest. If there's a racism issue or a social injustice issue, absolutely speak up, say something about it, have a peaceful protest. Let's get a dialogue going. If there's a problem, let's take a look at it. Kneeling for the national anthem is not the way to do it. And to the NFL, I direct this to, you have penalties for excessive celebration in the end zone. You cannot taunt the other opponent. If you score a touchdown and you dance too much, there's a penalty for it. There's consequences. Yet, for kneeling for the national anthem, there is no consequence. There is no penalty. To me, Patrick Reynolds, nobody else, wrong. That's absolutely wrong. You stand for the national anthem. It's a sense of right and wrong. It is right to stand. It is wrong not to. You cannot yell fire in a crowded movie theater. That does not fall under freedom of speech. Standing or kneeling, or excuse me, kneeling or sitting for the national anthem does not fall under freedom of speech. If there's a racial inequality dialogue you want to start, I'll be the first person, all ears, to listen to it. Let's address our social problems in this country and fix them. Kneeling for the national anthem is not a form of a peaceful protest. It is disrespectful to the country and to our flag and to all our veterans. That is an opinion strictly from Patrick Reynolds. Nobody else here, nobody else at the network. I won't attach anybody else's name to it. You're all entitled to speak your own mind, share your opinion, say whatever you want. I won't drag anybody with me. I won't put your arms on me, whatever. I'll stand by my own thought that this is sitting for the national anthem. It is not a form of peaceful protest. It's not acceptable to me as an American citizen. Let's talk about our social injustices in another way. Simple as that. This, not everything that you want to do falls under the right of freedom of speech. You just can't do it. There's things I can be fired for saying or doing. Everybody has moral clauses wherever they work, whatever they do. This should be part of that. Social injustice, yes. Speak up against it. Let's address the issues. Kneeling for the national anthem, no. Not acceptable. It's a case of right and wrong. Simple as that. And then when the president naturally chimes in on this and sends out a tweet, either you love him or you hate him. There's no in between in this country right now. Everybody either sang NASCAR's praises or jumped on NASCAR as an antiquated, you know, redneck moonshine sport with a bunch of racists and white guys and all that. Those folks don't know anything about NASCAR and certainly don't follow politics. They just want to bash Trump and go for it. And the folks at NASCAR that stood for the flag, proud of you and thankful of it. We could have just flown under the radar, but when the President of the United States and Dale Jr. send out tweets and drop it into your lap, yeah, I'm going to address it on Speedway Report every Monday. So there you have it. It's like, you know, kneeling for the national anthem, no, it's not a form of peaceful protest in my eyes. It is disrespectful to the country. But yes, I encourage everybody to exercise their freedom of speech and their right to a peaceful protest. Getting on off of politics and jumping to stuff news on the track this weekend. I love the fact that Martinsville Speedway hosted the late model stock cars. They get away from the trucks and the Cup Series and bring the late models in. I wish the modifieds would return to Martinsville, but this was the first race under their new LED lighting system. Now, I'm not a fan of how they run the race with the halfway break and then an inversion. I talk about that like I talk about the chase and playoffs and stages. I've beaten a dead horse into the glue factory. I don't like stages. I don't like breaks. I don't like inversions, any of that stuff in the middle of a race. Let's throw the green, the white, and the checkered and let the rest in between play itself out. Otherwise, a nice idea. I'd like to see the modifieds return to Martinsville someday. Remember, they ran a night race there in the mid-2000s, around 05, I think. It was temporary portable lighting, so the race Saturday night for the late model was not the first night race at Martinsville, but it was the first one under that new LED lighting system. And speaking of that topic, up at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, they announced that the replacement weekend for the one we just passed, the Cup cars, will be going to Las Vegas, but my modifieds, yes, they will be the headliner 1 year from now with a 250-lap race at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Looking forward to that. Going back to my previous point, let's have some live pit stops. I pray to the good Lord that we don't have breaks or stages for 250 laps for the modifieds. And the big thing, well, I covered some big stuff, but I'm going to close with this. Coming up this weekend is the fall final at Stafford Motor Speedway. Boom, I will be there. been friends with a lot of you online and through Facebook for many years. I moved away from there before Facebook was ever a thing, so I'm going to see a lot of friends for the first time in a long time. I've been to Stafford once in the last 16 years. I'll see you guys this weekend for the fall final at Stafford Motor Speedway in Connecticut, where I'm privileged honored to be on hand as they retire Teddy Christopher's number 13. I had made the plans to head to Stafford for the fall final while Teddy Christopher was alive and well and racing hard. Just a coincidence they happened to be there. I feel it's an honor that I will be on hand to see the number 13 retired at Stafford. Absolute privilege for me to be there. Looking forward to seeing all of my modified fans this weekend at Stafford. Everyone, in between our broadcasts, keep up on the world of auto racing with our website, SpeedwayReport.com. The Speedway Report TV replays are now posted on the site. On the top ribbon, just click on the TV button, and you can watch tonight's show and archived programs. We also have columns from Steve Zonger, Paul Bloffus, and me. I looked ahead recently in two of my articles to the 2018 Daytona 500. I looked back and remembered a night of racing with Teddy Christopher at the Bowman Gray Stadium. And we've got a new piece from Steve Zonger coming up, posting in the next 24 hours, looking at some sports car racing. So please, motorsports, yeah, head to SpeedwayReport.com. We've got it all. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the outstanding production work tonight. You can hear more from Jeff and the Racers Reunion family Tuesday night at 7 Eastern Time on Racing Through History. Free Pennington will kick off Tuesday at 6:30 with Making an Impact. Thanks to all of you on the chat room for tuning in tonight. I saw the bubbles popping up on my laptop screen here. I didn't have time to keep up with them. The comments were fast and furious. I'll read them after the show, but if you agreed with me or disagreed with me, either way, thank you for tuning in and thank you for sharing your opinion. In the late fall here, please check out a racetrack. Remember, the short tracks are the backbone of this entire industry. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. A special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Don't go anywhere because BP, JB, and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rockin' with Draglist.com. Please like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and follow me on Twitter at Speedway Pat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back next Monday with news from NASCAR's Dover Weekend, Stafford's Fall Final, and plenty of short track racing. I will see our modified audience at Stafford this weekend. Thank you all for joining us on RacersReunion.com, Facebook Live, and SpeedwayReport.com. Good night, everybody.